Okay, Radio Krishna 101. So just found myself sitting there in front of my screen, okay? Well, that's my workplace, really. I'm writing and producing and so I'm studying there. But still, I confess what I think many do today. Spend a considerable time in front of my screen daily. Not so much the mobile device, but my TV. Which is also my production easel. So anyway, what I did was one of the better ideas I think I got was to simply put a nice photograph of the altar from New Radhakund, Shri Ganarki Giridhari, where my heart belongs in this world, as the background image there, what do you call it, on the desktop. And then I have shortcut on the keyboard, I press it when I feel I really need it. I didn't think like that first, but it became like that. You know, I'm sitting here with my screen cluttered with things, completely into this and that, and I may be producing a video here and writing something over there, and the same time having team, you were opening to a computer in a dentist office somewhere where I'm earning a little extra by helping out sometimes. And then I'm sitting there completely involved with all of this, problem solving and creative solutions. I mean, it's my world, it's my job. And then sometimes I'm like, hey, I need some reality here. Hey, and then I click on that. For me, it's, what is it? It's option D for desktop or whatever. It should be R for reality, because then I sit there, whoops, oh, I'm in front of the altar here. Yes, I'm in reality again. Thank you, thank you. I almost forgot you again. So that's pretty much going on nowadays in my ordinary daily life, where I kind of click it out of it for a little while like that. By clicking that, I just feel, hey, this is getting a little, I need a break from all of this. I'm doing mentally, how to say, well, mental work here, not physical, but so you need a break now then. And then whoops, and then I'm sitting here and I kind of just, okay, here you are, I can get it, a nice photograph, and I just took it on Yamashtami 1 year, lifted my camera and click, and it looks like this, and I thought, wow, nice photo, I'm happy with it. And then, you know, here they are. It's not that they are only there in Tumba, they are here also, if they can be, and forms of marble. They can be in a screen like this, an image. And yes, we always said that you can also put a photograph, and that's what we did always, taking pictures of Gandharva Girila and Gornitai or Panchatattva, and bringing with us, putting on our altars when we were out traveling. So here I am, and I realized that this is the presence of God here. And God is Gandharva Girila, Radha, Krishna, Mahavish, Gornitai, the Guru Parampara. And this is reality. I don't know if you follow what I mean. I mean it not poetically here, but literally. It's like really therapeutic in a way to sometimes just snap out of it a little bit and be here and feel, yes, God is reality. And whatever form I prefer, that represents to me God, then that's how my altar looks, and that's how your altar looks. So I always like this, having an altar like that. And yes, I'm sitting here looking at Krishna playing the flute, and can read there in the scriptures that this vibration that flows through all the worlds, because that's what they say actually, that this world is just a vibration. Even the modern scientists, quantum theorists, physicists, the founders, they actually started talking like that. That vibration is the sound of Krishna's flute. And I mean, some may take it as a poetic statement, but you know, I take it as Krishna's entire creation is just poetic all the way through. You know, and the what we all seek and long for and find deep in there is what it's all about. It's also right here, it's love. Love which is on its highest, sweetest, imaginable form, there in the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. So I'm just saying that you can do like that too, and it's just a little insight, I think, as you can say, that I had recently. And of course, that's what it's all about, right? Step out of the illusion, step out of the dream, and be in reality. And that's what these temples and these altars are meant to help us to do. Because that stepping in between worlds is a mental chariot. It's a mental, not spaceship, but mindship that brings us between those. Some people, they in India, for instance, they have what they call devas or demigods. Sometimes, and you find, of course, all over the world, and sometimes they represent different powers, resources in nature, parts of nature. And then people worship them in order to become strong and powerful, or become wise, or become sexually attracted. I don't know what people we're worshipping or are worshipping these gods, or we call them demigods, devas, for. But, you know, you choose that depending on what you want. And then that's what you get. Because that's where your mind will be, what will fill your mind from both directions. You read about these gods and you learn. And you focus on that realm or that ability yourself that God has that you want. And then from there, that consciousness grows, that then also grows into the physical world out there. So it comes from the mind, and from there it comes from desire, from deep down within there. And this, what we sometimes people today call mythological beings, or what is it that they call altars like this with 3D forms of God? Idols, things like that. But these are very, very old ways and very beautiful ways of meditating on God, bringing our minds in awareness of and connection with God like that. And when you do, well, you don't need an image necessarily like we're making, but they are also useful, especially for beginners. So there are these different forms and levels of being God conscious. And as I think I said, we had an episode about this before. Artie, and this Morty, so you can hear more about that there.